It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In 2020, Joe Biden won Wisconsin's presidential election by about 20,000 votes. 4 years earlier, Donald Trump won the race by just under 23,000 votes. The slim margins are considered hallmarks of a swing state.
Wisconsin is one of seven battleground states that could sway the November presidential election, along with Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and North Carolina.
So what is going through the minds of voters who have switched parties and candidates from one election cycle to the next? We talked with three such voters who have switched their allegiances. Charlene Abugrin is an entrepreneur who lives in Milwaukee. She is a longtime supporter of Democratic candidates, but is supporting former President Trump in November. I begin by asking Charlene about when she turned away from the Democratic Party.
Shortly after Barack got in office. From a Black person's standpoint, when Barack got in office, we had so much hope for him that he would absolutely right a lot of the wrongs that had been, you know, carried out, you know, with the Black community and different things like that. It's like he didn't do anything that was specifically for the Black race.
What issues are most important to you as a voter?
So the amount of crime, the amount of poverty is just everywhere, and it is hitting all walks of life, and it's just like you can't escape it. And there's nothing meaningful that is being done that will have an impact that is going to help this generation and the next generation after that. It's like it's so much poverty, so much inflation, so much debt. My grandkids, grandkids, grandkids will still be paying for some of the poor decisions that have been made by under the current leadership.
What do you think that you've heard from former President Trump that could help alleviate poverty, that could bring more people in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin into the middle class?
So Trump actually did what he said he was going to do. He came to lower inflation. He did that. He bought more jobs. He did that. He bought more money into the community for small businesses. He did that. So he stood on his word. And he did that. And I just think that he'll do it again. You know, America is a corporation and it should be ran as such. They're running it like it's a nonprofit that they're just running into the ground. And like, it is just reckless spending for me. And so the things that he did, he said he's going to do, and he did them. He controlled the border. He, you know, offered to put up the wall and different things like that. And just the new administration that came in did not follow through on a lot of the projects that he started near the end of his term.
What do you think about his messaging around tax cuts, around deep tax cuts? Do you think that they would impact more than wealthy Americans?
So the tax cuts that he's promising, they definitely would impact more than, they're going to impact everybody overall. Which will be, at this point, it would be kind of almost like a saving grace, so to speak. Because it's like we're getting hit on all sides, tax here, tax there, tax that. Every administration that comes in, everything that they want to do, tax the American people, but the programs that they're using the tax dollars for is not even benefiting the American people. They're funding wars.
Are you worried about the nation taking on more debt, growing the national debt?
They are growing the national debt. And when you look at it, it's like, and they use us as the piggy bank. And so it's like, most people are already working two jobs to, you know, because we are already taxed at an astronomical rate. And so, I mean, I can't get a third job. Where do I sleep? And so the more, it's like they just keep taking, and we're not getting anything out of this.
I wonder, Charlene, with the level of polarization we're seeing in this race, in our country right now, here in Wisconsin being a battleground state, are there crossover voters like you? Is that possible? Do you think that there are others like yourself out there who are not firmly entrenched in a party?
during the community events that I engage in, there are many people, it's to the point where nobody is caring about party anymore. They just want to know who's going to put the policies in place that will turn this country around.
You are an African-American woman living in Milwaukee, which is dominated by the Democratic Party. Why do Black Americans, do you think, overwhelmingly support the Democratic Party?
No matter what happens in Black America, we have always been a very loyal people. And if that's what we did, if that's what we started out doing, that's what we will continue to do. And it's no questions asked. We don't want to rock the boat. So they vote Democrat because that's what they're always, that they have been taught to do from our grandparents, parents, and nobody's question it or fact checked or anything. You don't question the information that was passed down by the elders. You just do it. Your parents told you to do it and you just do it.
Charlene, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Charlene Abu-Ghrin of Milwaukee, a past Democratic voter who is supporting Donald Trump this year due to issues like crime, inflation, and job growth.
To clarify, inflation did go up during Trump's term and then grew under President Biden. And while job growth during Biden's term has been faster than his four predecessors, both Trump and Obama did see overall job growth. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Now let's turn to two Republican voters who opposed Donald Trump's election bid. Steve Clark of Madison is a longtime Republican supporter. He voted for Donald Trump's reelection in 2020 and now opposes Trump's latest run for president. Steve, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
You say you voted for Donald Trump in 2020. What did you make of his first term in office?
Well, the first term in office was 2016. I did not vote for him then, but I thought he did a fairly good job. Not perfect, but I was impressed. I was surprised. And so that is why I voted for him in 2020. I thought he did some pretty good things with the border, with the economy. Foreign policy was plus or minus. But that is why I decided to vote for him in 2020.
What has been the switch? Why have you decided that he should not be president again?
Well, you know, I voted for him in 2020, but, you know, his response to the election and the January 6th insurgency and afterwards and the continued denial of the election results, despite all of the evidence that the election results were correct, was a big put off. And then on top of that, the world has blown up. And what Trump has come out and said has made me very concerned about how he would run as president, be a president during this time of world crisis. I don't think he would be a leader that we need at this particular time. I think he would exacerbate the world problem. And then on top of that, my position has been confirmed by his selection of J.D. Vance as a vice president. I think Vance is a sheep in wolf's clothing. He is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren in some economic matters. I don't know what's going on with Trump. I just don't trust the fellow.
I want to turn to the world stage. What concerns you most here?
Well, first of all, you would call me a Reagan Republican. You know, Republicans under Reagan, Goldwater, and those Republicans stood against tyranny, and especially against the Russian, or at the time the Soviet tyranny. And Reagan was the one who basically dissolved the Soviet Union, the Eastern Bloc, and got the wall torn down. I remember Reagan standing up and saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And eventually he did. And NATO got stronger, the Soviet bloc got weaker, some of the Soviet countries came under the NATO bloc. The Cold War ended, the world had a much more peaceful existence. And now Putin is, you know, has basically said he wants to recreate what the Soviets were. And he has begun to do that. Trump has basically said, well, big deal. Mm. I'll stop the war on day one, which means that Putin can have what he's taken. And Putin won't stop there. He didn't stop with Crimea. He just kept up. And I don't trust Trump to you know, be strong with China against Taiwan. China is looking at what's going on in the Ukraine, and they're licking their chops, and they're going to, hey, Taiwan is out there for the taking. So I'm afraid that the world is going to get even hotter with Trump, and Trump won't stand up for that.
Returning to the ballot box and your voting patterns traditionally, have you in the past supported Republican candidates, or how often have you split your ticket?
I haven't split my ticket very often. It's been a long time. When I was in college, and I tried hard to be a Democrat. You know, I tried very hard, and I just couldn't do it. And so I've been voting Republican for many, many years. I'm 70 years old, and so that's a long time to be a Republican.
Will you switch parties down ballot in this election, do you think?
I've done it rarely. Okay. Right now, I'm thinking of my local elections in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I can't see voting for Tammy. I haven't yet, and I probably won't, as an example. So I don't see that being likely at the time.
So on July 21, President Biden withdraws from the race, supporting Vice President Kamala Harris. Did this change at the top of the ticket change how you view the race, how you think about the race?
She's really quite an unknown quantity. You know, if there had been somebody else, I would have taken a look. Perhaps Mark Kelly might have been an interesting person. I would have sat up and paid attention if Mark Kelly had been there, perhaps.
So what issues are foremost on your mind as you think about the upcoming election?
Well, yeah, I'm very concerned about the state of the world. And so I think we need a strong leader and somebody who's willing to stand up and say, no, don't do that. I mean it, you know, or a real red line in the sand. And so I think that's an important thing for me. That's what really drove me away from Trump as a world leader. So that's very important to me. And then party is moving away from me, to quote to Ronald Reagan. You know, a number of years ago, he was a Democrat, actually. You know, he was a union leader in California before he became a Republican. And his quote was that the Democrats left him. He didn't leave the Democratic Party. And I feel that the Republican Party is leaving me, you know, with this move into this progressive populism. The Trump and Vance are promoting tariffs, which is anti-free trade. Free trade has been a staple of conservative politics for a long time. And so they're moving away from that, and that's into the progressive camp. And the unions are going to love it. Hey, I love it.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your perspective. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Steve Clark from Madison. He's a longtime Republican voter who opposes Trump's bid to return to office. Now let's hear from Lori McCammon of Alma. Lori voted for Donald Trump for president in 2016. Lori, what did you make of President Trump's term in office?
I was extremely disappointed, and I think there are a number of things. There was total chaos, the revolving door of the people that he hired and fired. What I had such a tough time getting past was all of the lies that he told. He was a businessman, and unfortunately not a very successful one. And one of the reasons I voted for him was I thought maybe we need a businessman and not a politician. And he just doesn't have the knowledge. I don't think he has ever read any lines of the Constitution. He never read the daily briefs that he got every day. He doesn't read. He will not take the advice of the people who have the knowledge and are trained. Like, was it in Helsinki when he said to the world, he trusts our intelligence people, but he believed Putin when Putin said he didn't interfere with the election. That to me was almost as close to treason as you could get. He does not care about any of us. He would chew us up and spit us out if it would help him. And so I was so disgusted by the end of his term that I thought we cannot endure another 4 years.
But was it a big step for you to switch your party affiliation?
Well, I gotta say yes and no. For the majority of my voting years, I have voted Republican. And for example, I'll take John McCain. I really liked John McCain. And I always look at the running mates that the nominees pick. And when he picked Sarah Palin, he lost my vote. So I voted for Obama and, of course, was very happy and voted for him again. But I decided after Trump's term, it would take something astronomical for me to vote for any Republican at this point.
But what do you make of Trump's choice in a running mate in J.D. Vance? What impact does that have on your vote? You're laughing.
I think J.D. Vance is just as bad as Trump. That would be if that team got into the White House, who knows what would happen to this country. I fear for what would happen to our country.
Lori, what are you hoping that the next president can accomplish?
Well, overturn the overturn of Roe v. Wade. It's not just abortion, it's healthcare. It isn't just a woman who gets pregnant and goes, oh, I don't want to have this baby now. There's so much more to it. There's just times when a woman has to have an abortion to save her own life and possibly save the ability for her to have another baby. I hope this next administration continues working on the climate problem, continues to strengthen NATO, keeps working on inflation. And hopefully, if we end up with a majority in both houses to overturn what the Supreme Court did as far as presidential immunity, I almost wanted to cry when I heard that, because when I heard that, and that, of course, Biden was still running, I thought we really will lose this country if Trump gets in. With the Supreme Court has basically given him a free rein to do just about anything he wants to do.
Lori, thank you so much for taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
That is Lori McCammon of Alma, who voted for Donald Trump for president in 2016 and has since changed her affiliation to the Democratic Party. And earlier, we talked with Steve Clark of Madison, a longtime Republican, who explained why he is not voting for Trump in November. And we started with Charlene Abu-Ghrin, an entrepreneur from Milwaukee who used to support Democratic candidates, but now supports Donald Trump.
If you also fall into the category of a swing voter for this election, have switched affiliations, who you're going to vote for over the last 4-8 years or so, we'd love to hear from you. What made you change your party preference? What issues are the deciding factors for you? If you split your ticket, voting for candidates of different parties in different races, what goes into that decision? Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org or leave us a voicemail at 800-642-0232. That's 800-642-0232. Still ahead on Wisconsin Today, master naturalists in Wisconsin are training volunteers to be conservation stewards.
Anyone can be a naturalist. It's really doesn't require any previous training. It just requires an interest in nature.
Previewing a Natural Resources Summit on WPR News.